In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
We haven't heard from Brian Daboll yet this morning. That's because the post-game comments from his players were much more interesting and newsworthy as he kept it short and sweet at the podium following his team's 30-7 home loss to the Bucks, with both teams coming out of their bye week.
Tough game. Give Tampa credit. They did everything better than we did today.
They sure did in just about every single category.
They played well. And we didn't play well.
Yeah, doesn't see a team that quit, though, or
watch
stopped
here
trying.
On John Michael Schmitz here with Vita Vea.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is... That's a man against boy spot there. God.
Defensive pancake.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely trucked them.
Yep.
Ran them over. You don't see that a lot.
I'll tell you where you saw it in that game last night, the Eagles and the Rams.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. Absolutely.
That was you and Sean Marash.
Damn right. Damn right.
Vita Vea is a load, man. Yeah. Especially when they line him up at fullback on offense, too, down there in the goal line.
Yep.
It's a big boy. Right into the Vito's lap.
Man.
God. And Drew Lock did get in the game yesterday because DeVito took that shot in the end zone where he got the wind knocked out of him and had to come to the sideline for a play. One more from Daboll here.
There's a lot of prideful people, but what we put out there wasn't good enough. Can't make excuses. We got a short turnaround, but didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah, 23-0 at the half and then fumbled away a red zone possession to open up quarter number three. All right, here's a short one for you. A sound. What do we have here?
You got to give me a little bit of a hint.
I mean, Giants related post game. It's about as far as I'll go. Or you want to just name who that is?
Who does? Who does the post game here on the radio?
I couldn't even tell you anymore.
Well, I think
it's a lot of guys.
It's Schmelk,
Dettino,
Casillas.
Yeah, I think
Lance Meadow.
I think I don't think Lance is involved anymore.
Okay.
Is he?
I don't know.
Carl, I'm sure does part of it.
I'm going to say that's Bob Papa.
Bob Papa. All right. Tommy DeVito, frustrated because he felt like they left a lot out there.
We got going way too late, but it's there. It's there. We're able to go up and down the field. It's just those little things that just... those little things just...
Well, that came out of nowhere.
I know.
Did you amplify that?
I did not. Unedited, unamplified.
That's really strange.
We got going way too late, but it's there. It's there. We're able to go up and down the field. It's just... those little things that just those little things just that bite you and just kill a drive.
Yeah, fear not though. Have some patience. We're on our way to getting this figured out.
It just needs to get nipped in the butt, and it will. It will. I know it's been a while, but it'll happen.
A while. They haven't had a lead since they beat the Seahawks in Week 5. That was October 6th. 6 straight losses, 7 weeks. Not a single lead at any point in any of those games.
A month before the election.
They're going to get it figured out, though.
Oh,
it's coming. It's taking a while, but it's coming. They're 2-9 heading into this Thanksgiving game at Dallas. The Cowboys with a wild 34-26 road win over the Commanders yesterday, which we covered quite a bit in the first couple of hours. 31 points scored combined across the final 3 minutes and 2 seconds of that game. Dallas with 2 kick return touchdowns in the second half alone. Last night, SoFi Stadium, Saquon Barkley putting himself in the middle of the league MVP conversation, perhaps.
This time it goes to Barkley up the middle across the 40, 50, 45. 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
Out of Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio, 70 yards on the first play of the second half. He later added a 72-yarder to fully put the game away as his Eagles beat the Rams 37-20 to improve to 9-2. Barkley finished with 255 yards rushing. He also caught 4 balls for 47 yards, basically untouched on those 2 long touchdown runs. Has he ever seen holes this big to run through?
No, I mean, these guys here are amazing. They make my job a lot easier. I'm probably going to get a lot of credit, and everyone's going to say this and say that, but in reality, the beauty of this game is It's a team game.
Yeah, kind of lost in that one a little bit. Brandon Graham, who had a sack, revealed post-game he's got a torn tricep, so he's done for the season. And he's talking about maybe that being his last year. I don't know if he said for sure he's retiring, but older player.
He said, I don't want to go out like this.
Yeah, all right, so then maybe he'll run it back. But he did have a very positive outlook and a good attitude about it after the game. Helps when your team's 9-2 and you just won by 17 on the road on Sunday night. Elsewhere, the Packers took care of business at home against the 49ers, who were without Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa and Trent Williams as well. Josh Jacobs ran for 106 yards and 3 touchdowns, all from 1 yard out. Green Bay is 8-3. In Chicago, Caleb Williams and the Bears rallied to force overtime. Paul Allen was screaming at Sam Darnold to get rid of the ball in OT and not take a sack. Darnold listened, eventually got his team down the field into chip shot field goal range to win it.
Jake McQuaid, the long snapper, Ryan Wright holds. This is a 29-yard field goal between the hash marks to win it. Snap spot, Romo! Yes! And the Minnesota Vikings have won 5 consecutive games at Soldier Field.
30-27, the final. John Parker, Romo good there on the short field goal as the Vikings win again as they get to 9-2. Aaron Jones ran for 106 yards and a score, and Darnold threw for 330. A couple of TD passes, including one to Jordan Addison, who had himself a day, 8 catches for 162 yards. Lions handled the Colts 24-6. Detroit improved to 10-1. The Chiefs are 10-1 as they squeak by the Panthers 30-27. Spencer Schrader, the former Jet, just from briefly at least, had the game-winning 31-yard field goal as time expired. Patrick Mahomes, a couple of TD passes to Noah Gray. Boomer brought up Tua last hour, 4 TD passes, 317 yards as the Dolphins took care of the Patriots 34-15. Gerard Mayo, after the game for New England, he says, "We gave up too many big plays, not good enough. It's the NFL, got to be better." And then here was the final question and answer of his five-minute session with reporters.
It starts with you, but when do the players have to start looking at themselves? I mean, you can only do so much. What is it on the players?
I mean, look, it's always, look, once those guys cross the white lines, there's nothing I can do for them. There's nothing any coach can do for them once they cross the white line. It's my job to continue to prepare not only them, but our coaches to go out here and play better football. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, you know, he is kind of right. I mean, like, they can lay out the entire game plan. They can strategize. And then once you step on the field, and he would know himself because he was the starting captain and linebacker for Bill Belichick's defense up there.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, what he is saying is accurate.
Yeah. He's had some interesting comments in year one.
They have, like, one of the worst rosters in the league.
Well, we kind of knew that coming in,
yeah,
right?
We all knew that. Yeah. That's why none of this is surprising.
Yeah. Not the result, but yeah, of course.
They have lived up to their expectations, or low expectations.
They've had some weeks where they've been spunky.
They're going to finish with a better record than the Jets are. Jets are finishing last place. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. They'll squeak out a win here or there, the Patriots, somewhere. Jets are going to... Every game they're going to lose the rest of the year.
Every game?
Don't you think?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked close enough at the schedule. No, they do have a road game against the Jaguars coming up in December.
But if Trevor Lawrence is playing in a game, which is what you expect.
What is Trevor Lawrence?
The Jaguars
Lawrence?
Usually win games like in December. Don't mean anything.
You want to talk about a team and a coach that's checked out. Boy, Doug Peterson. They got waxed last week in Detroit. I don't know. We'll see. They're coming out of their bye week. I know Lawrence hasn't played, but he hasn't been great even when he's in there.